Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh, but look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
Jelly.
God, that's great. No, God, they just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not more than she did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't
it breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Hope did. Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Bree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy what the business is. We push your 50 like fit and all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was the great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold the Doja called Kingpin. The Doja drug laws and who are we then? hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men, those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kicking snow off a frozen tin, back and forth on the turnpike, really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. Whoa. They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time I thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians, I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more, I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed, I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no,
they couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down,
they be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Nigga, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't take me,
no, no,
they couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down,
they be trying to keep me down.
Hood, rich,
high class, street music.
They tell this.
Shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby.
Damn.
Mama, she was in the streets, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock.
Trap.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for,
yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves,
yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leak.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay.
dog. Got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open, now I sell you something. Hell nah, don't ask, I ain't frontin' nothing. I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dog just skipped town with 200,000. Dog just pulled a 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say dog addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, yo, did
Aye.
It. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your
dog,
no matter what.
Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leak.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
What's goody? It's popping, y'all. Y'all know I'm depleted. We went live for like 3 hours today on IG. So I'm done. What's popping, y'all? I thought I was going to do something a little different tonight, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that at all. Crazy. I need something to keep me awake right now. Let's see. I think I'm going to stop doing these shows. I am almost certain I'm going to stop doing these shows. I'm so close to, I'm going to stop these shows. And I hope y'all can hear me. I hope I can get out to y'all. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. Almost there. Pretty sure, almost there. Yeah, man, I'm exhausted from talking. I didn't realize, and I went into something different right after, so kind of same thing, but what am I going to talk about tonight? I already talked about so much today. Tired. Wow. Excuse me, y'all. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm trying to find something to talk about. All right, I'll go back to that too. I was having fun with some of these things, but where's the right one? Yeah. Okay. Is this the one? I'm listening, y'all. The other day I was talking about the DC stuff, but I keep coming back to lack of understanding. And I find it very helpful I get a lot from looking at definitions and things of that nature. I find it very helpful to dissect some of the challenges that we face. And I don't know about you all, but one of the things I find extremely helpful, to be honest with you, is these law dictionaries. I'm looking for one in particular. I can't even remember what the hell it was at this point, but I was using one the other day to engage you all, and if memory serves correct, who does, the term birth, right, the term birth, which is similar to a birthing of a ship, B-E-R, as opposed to B-I-R. They're very similar, but they're very different. What the hell is the... Man, I hate my authorship. But the definition of the term birth is 100% synonymous with abandon. I don't know if you say on dictionary, but I had the damn thing. Yeah, I think this is my damn thing. Let me find birth first, and then if it is the right dictionary, then I'll expand on this a little bit, and then I'll get out of here. These are very pivotal things that one must overstand to their journey, and it is on the right one. So I go and I go to birth, and birth says that you must go back and look at the term abandon. And I'm telling you, abandon is like, yo, what? Abandon? And they're like, yeah, abandon. I'm like, birth means abandon? That's what birth means? Is that what we did? Did we abandon something? So I was like, man, I don't know what abandon means. So I had to go look that up. Same dictionary now. And they told me to go look this shit up. So I'm like, yo. Let me go see what they got to say. All right, so I'm trying. I keep moving the needle, and it's moving either too fast or not fast enough. Abandon. Where are you? You got a date, man, all type of shit. But I'm on abandon. So, abandon, people, is very... I had to pull my glasses out. I'm like, I'm about to read this shit. Because I want it for the record. I just want to leave this for those that are curious. Sometimes we don't have access to certain resources, and I get it. All this shit is free online. the term abandon. Oof. Do you know the first thing it says, y'all, is to abandon something literally means that you are relinquishing it. And y'all know what relinquishment, right? And you gave it up, right? All right. Then they got terms like surrender. And I say you need to surrender the person to me. Oh, God. They said, yo, abandoned is to disclaim. Disclaim, y'all. It means to desert, not the food. It means to forsake. It means to give up wholly. I don't know about that. I be getting chills reading stuff like this because it tells you everything you need to know. So what was abandoned? The child was abandoned. It's called a foundling. All right, cool. Whence abandonment, non-abandonment, and abandoner, excuse me, abandonee. And listen to the terms we got, y'all. Yeah, an abandoner, an abandonee. Oh, bend the knee. I'm just kidding. As to abandon property, a relation, listen to this, a proceeding, and it says any species of right. I know I got to look up the term right because y'all don't know, but I'm not going to jump from one shit to the next because this shit going to get me lost. All right, let me do it real quick. Let's see if I can find it. Y'all know I'll be slow with this shit, though. Right. I'm doing this shit live with y'all. Right. What do you got to say, right? What page are you on? Let's see. Damn, this shit's still long. Oh, there we go. Right. Another long fucking chapter. Oh, God. I'm not even. It's just pages. Oh, God. Damn. This is lengthy, y'all. All right, cool. Right. Right means direct, nearest, lineal, legal. They go through a whole bunch of breakdown. I'm going to skip those. It says, there can be no more uncertain rule of action than that which is furnished by an intention to do right. How or by whom is the right to be ascertained? What is right in a particular case? And they go into quoting people. This shit long, though. Let's see. Two. A right in any valuable sense can only be that which the law secures to its possessor. Oh, I like that. By requiring others to respect it and to abstain from its violation. Rights, then, are the offspring of the law. They are born of legal restraints. By these restraints, every man may be protected in their environment within the prescribed limits. Without them, possessions must be obtained and defended by cunning and force. I know y'all don't know some of the terms, but they mean you got to use trickery or you got to bully the shit out of somebody. Now, I like this because it's getting into some shit that I be trying to tell y'all. So I'm doing this. All right, cool. It says an enforcement. No, it doesn't. It says an enforceable. I love when I'm right. An enforceable claim or title to any subject matter, whatever, i.e. birth certificate, either to possess and enjoy a tangible thing or to do some act, pursue a course, enjoy a means of happiness, or by exempt from any cause of annoyance. Also, one's claims to something out of possession. You don't have to have it in your possession. And also a power or privilege as when the word is applied to a corporation. Those rights which concern and are annexed to the person, annexed means separated. I'm kidding, y'all. All right. Those rights which concern and are annexed to the persons of men are called rights of person. And I skipped over the examples, right? Right of trial by jury. That's one of the things they consider rights of person, right? Such as a man may acquire over external objects rights of things. Now, they get into absolute rights, relative rights, absolute rights, such rights as appertain and belong to particular men merely as individuals or a single person, such rights as would belong to their persons merely in the state of nature. Natural rights. Natural rights. There's my natural right, right? And which every man is entitled to enjoy, whether out of society or in it. Even if I'm in society, I got the absolute right, man. Back up. Natural rights. I got nothing back up. All right. They get into some legal jargon. All right, I'm going to go back to what I was reading because I don't want to get sidetracked. I did it with you. Put down a little bit. All right, put me right here. All right, yeah. Abandon. Where do we leave? Right. Yeah. How the hell is it? All right, whatever. It says, what did I leave off? I read something about rights and I went crazy. All right. There's a difference between abandonment. Oh, I don't want to break that down for y'all. Relinquish. Why does shit look different? It just looks different. All right. An object of property remains the owner's till such time as he does some act which shows an intention to abandon it. An object of property, like a placenta, an object of property, like umbilical cord, an object of property, like a child, meaning the child you abandon, then it becomes public juris once more liable to appropriation by the next occupant. Right? You leave it, it becomes public responsibility. Where the fuck was I reading and I left off? I can't even find that shit. I said some shit about rights and went crazy. I know that's not the shit at the top. Up here, abandonment. Any species of rights. Oh, I said that. Any species of rights. And I was saying y'all don't know what rights are. All right, now I jump ahead. Let me go down. I don't want to read none of this. See, the thing is, they give so much examples in between the different ways in which they're looking at abandonment. All right. The act of a husband involuntarily leaving his wife with an intention to forsake her entirely, never to return to her, and never to resume his marital duties towards her or to claim his marital rights. Such neglect as either leaves the wife destitute of the common necessities or necessaries of life, or would leave her destitute but for the charity of others. And they break that down. The act of a parent in exposing an infant of tender years in any place with intent wholly to desert it. Now, I can't make this shit up. This is what birth is. They just explain what birth is. Birth is abandon. And in this definition, they tell you to look at dispose, because that's what you've done. You've disposed of your property to abandon it. Oh, man. alluded to again, the act of a parent in exposing an infant, they say, of tender years, usually under seven, in any place with intent wholly to desert. Let me go out, because I am skipping over some of these. Oh, they give you case laws. I don't know none of that shit. They say of legal proceedings, voluntary, when of the plaintiff's own accord, involuntary, when the defendant compels him either to abandon or to continue the act. And this is abandonment as it applies to plaintiffs and defendants. I guess I shouldn't have skipped over so much of this shit, but I don't want to read all this stuff, man. The yielding up or surrendering to the insurer by the insured of his interest in the property. I don't want to get into it, but if you can find that, which is just described right there, if you can find that, I just told you what exactly is happening with that BC. Let me read. They said the right of abandonment does not depend upon the certainty, but on the high probability of a total loss. Total loss, y'all. Either of the property or something else or both. The insured is to act not upon certainties, but upon probabilities, and if the fact presents a case of extreme hazard and of a probable expense exceeding half of the value of the property, the insured may abandon, though it should happen that she was afterwards recovered at less expense. If the abandonment, when made, is good, the rights of the parties are definitely fixed and do not become changed by subsequent events. If not, the subsequent circumstances will not impart validity to it. Where the interest insured is that of a part owner, or when the entire owner insures some definite part, the abandonment is limited to a blank of the insured interest. But when the insured reaches every part of the ownership indiscriminately, the abandonment extends to the entire property, though its value exceeds the amount of the insured. For the protection of the underwriter, listen to the terms, the abandonment relate back to the date of the loss. And when did you lose it? The same day you got it. I'm just playing. But I'm not playing. I'm just reading. I'm just reading. Let me see. What else is in here? We don't care about abandonment of invention. Property is abandoned when it's thrown away or its possession is voluntarily forsaken by, in what case it would become the property of the first occupant, listen to this shit, man, or when it is voluntarily lost or left without the hope or expectation of again acquiring it. Placenta dies right then and there. Nobody's coming back for that shit if you left it. Then it becomes a property of the finder. Who is it? What are they? Finder. Who do they identify? Foundlings. Oh, my God. The finders. Foundlings. I can't make this shit up. This shit is so stupid. Then, subject to the superior claim of the owner, except that in salvage cases under admiralty law, The finder may hold possession until he is paid his compensation or till the property is submitted to legal jurisdiction for ascertainment of the compensation. They can't make this shit no simpler for y'all. To an abandonment of land, there must be a concurrence of the act of leaving the premises vacant so that there may be appropriated by the next comer with an intention not to return. No rule of law applicable to all cases can be laid down as to what change will constitute an abandonment or relocation. And every relocation involves, in one sense, an abandonment of the old station. Listen, I'm playing around because I'm tired, but I am sharing with y'all some simple truths. You need to go dig into these things on your own. Like, I can't do all of the reading for you. I can never do it. They said, I will read this again because I don't know if I read this part. Man, I got to read this again to y'all. I'm going to read this part first. To constitute an abandonment of a right, there must be an unequivocal and decisive act on the party showing a determination not to have the benefit designed, and that's called, man, I don't want to tell y'all, I'll teach that in the private, because all this shit I'm just reading out of a dictionary, but this shit slap when you know what you read. So it says there is a difference between abandonment and surrendering a right or a thing. So you can surrender your rights, because that's what property is, you got a, you know, particular right to it, interest in it, whatever. But they're saying you can abandon or you can surrender. I'm not telling y'all to abandon because that's what they already claim, which is false. So now that you've been utilized and maximized in your entire life, you've been led to believe that you're someone that you're not. I'm telling you, they gave you a way out. It's right there. All right? It's right there. You just got to surrender the shit. And how do you do that? That's a question. I don't know. All right, so between giving it up because regarding as useless and assigning or transferring it to other as valuable. Did y'all hear what the fuck I just read? Holy shit. Yo. If, damn, yo. I hate when I do this to myself. Energy, man, I'm telling y'all. That shit there is fucking crazy. And if y'all don't see public and private, I don't know how to help you. But I'm going to continue reading it. This shit says, when one surrenders a thing by agreement in writing, he does not abandon it in the sense that the word is generally understood. It's not abandon, y'all. To perfect your claim, you've got to surrender it. Yeah, I don't want to talk to y'all no more. I'm depleted. This is shit that I was studying privately because I was interested in seeing how many different dictionaries would explain that a birth was an abandonment. And to be honest with you, out of all the dictionaries that I looked at thus far, and I got quite a bit, this is the only one that fucking says it. And that's fucking crazy to me. to abandon something, they say means to relinquish and to surrender. And then they come and say, but wait, there's a difference between abandoning and surrendering. So why would you put it in the definition, nigga? Damn, bro. Should be. Man, why would you do that? Only to turn around and say, it's two different fucking things. And I just saw that shit because I'm, yo. This is confirmation for the BC, if y'all know what I'm talking about. And this definition stuff is probably in a lot of other dictionaries. But you won't see the birth one saying abandonment. And I'll show y'all that when we do the classes and stuff like that. I don't typically try to prove anything to anybody because I can't make up those fucking sequence of words. I don't even know what the fuck I just read to y'all outside of my understanding. I can't recite the words. You know what I mean? I can't bring them back specifically what I said or what I read. I can only tell you what I got from what I read. This is insane, yo. Yeah. Do y'all understand what these people just said? When you surrender something, you don't abandon it in the same sense. Yeah, I'm depleted. I'm gonna have to sit in. Process this for a little bit because that shit right there is fucking crazy. And the crazy thing is, watch this. I'll say this and I get up. Watch this. So when I teach about the whole BC shit, right, I'll be telling people, like, yo, this is the law, right? And this is what the law say, right? And I'll go through it with them and they'd be like, yeah, I see that. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'll be like, yeah. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'll be like, all right, we got me on the same page, right? But then what I do is I always say, look, you got to finish the reading. You got to study the shit. Like, I'm only showing you what I need to show you, right? And I pull a fast one. And this is why I step away from all these so-called people that they say the right things because they think that's going to impress me in some way, shape, or form. They want to impress upon me how devoted they are to studying and trying to make a difference for themselves and their family members, right? And their loved ones, I should say, right? And the reality is their work ethic doesn't match up to the fucking words that are coming out of their fucking mouth. So I see right through the shit, right? So I'd be like, all right, let me pause, let me wait. And you'd be like, yo, give him time. All right, cool, no pressure. Give him more time. All right, cool, no pressure. Give him more time, man. 6 months go by and I look at the nigga and be like, yo, I am. Why? Because your work ethic is not matching up to the shit that's coming out your mouth. Y'all think that y'all can just say the right things. Won't y'all just do the right things and put the fucking work in? How about that? I teach the BC shit like I say it every fucking time. That in every fucking law I've come across, whether I'm talking about codes, statutes, or actual laws, because y'all consider all that shit to be law. But when I'm talking about laws or otherwise, they always show you public and private. Like I've been saying this since fucking day one. They show you public and private right in the fucking same code section. Like you go read this shit and I see something different than what you see. Because I'm not looking for the bullshit. I know you're going to show me what you want me to see, but what is it that I don't know, that I don't know, that I need to fucking know? That's my fucking staple from day one. Y'all thought I forgot? I just stopped saying it to y'all. I apply it to my own life. Right? I live this shit. So at the end of the day, I teach y'all the BC shit from the perspective of, yo, here's what's evident. What's evident is they want you to do X, Y, and Z. That's what's fucking evident. Jump over the moon, come back, turn it like that, no pressure. But that same fucking law has the terminology that is consistent with this fucking information I'm reading, y'all. And I don't say certain things. That's why you hear me use terms like blank and shit like that, because I know what the fuck I'm omitting. That's for my astute ones, right? For the fast ones. But for everybody else, you're just like, yo, why is he skipping over the words? Because I don't want to fucking say it out loud. I do these things to benefit myself in this fashion. Because when I pull up information, guess what I'm doing? I'm fucking studying. I am. There's certain things that I read beforehand, but I don't want to come out here and regurgitate shit I already read. I don't like that. Yeah, I keep it moving. I'll go into a simple little fucking definition like this and take up 30 minutes of your time. And leave you with, you need to go fucking read it for yourself and investigate what the fuck I'm talking about. Abandon, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you're going to go look for fucking birth, see abandon. I'm not saying that. But in the term abandon, you got to go read these things. I don't give a fuck what definition you read. Just read multiple. Are they saying the same thing? This show is going to be recorded. I mean, it is recorded. So you can come back and compare notes. But what is evident is this matches up 100% what I was already telling y'all. And then we're talking about surrender. Like, nigga, let me go to surrender, because maybe I'm fucking retarded. Let me do this real quick. This is how my fire get lit. I told y'all I'm supposed to get the fuck off of here, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck did I just read, man? Did he just really say that shit? Sovereignty. Listen to y'all. The public authority which orders and directs what is to be done. This is the shit that y'all subscribe to, the public authority. Y'all say private authority, my bad. Sufferer. No. They're looking for more than sufferers. Did they say more? Oh, shit. Okay. All right, let me go here. Where are you? Come on, man. Surety. A person who engages to be answerable for the debt. Oh, why would I do that? Why would I do that? Okay. Surrender. Y'all must be like, yo, this nigga here is crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, yeah. Why would I do that? That shit just doesn't. I just read that shit and I'm like, fuck no. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Surrender. No, surrender. All right. To give up. To make over. Here's a term I like. To deliver. See, boom, boom. They give you duality in this shit. Public and private. Yo, I can't make this shit up. To relinquish or give up unless the meaning is extended by construction, right? Like they want to say in terms of their statutes. All right, surrender E is the one that to whom the surrender is made. The surrenderer is the one that who give up their shit, right? I'm going to read this. Surrender of a yielding up of for life or years to him that has the immediate reversion or remainder. That sounds like 1666, doesn't it? Wherein the particular blank may merge or drown by agreement. This is crazy. We're talking about 1666, y'all. Wait, what? Oh, I was about to say the question. Golly, went over, boy. Alright, I'm done, y'all. I'm tired. I got a couple minutes left. I'm beat. And I still want to go work out. I'm going back to the gym. I need to go exercise, y'all. I need to lose 20 pounds, y'all. That's my goal, 20 pounds. I'm a little like a stick when I'm done. But, yeah, I hope y'all go do your own research. I'm going to dig into this stuff more and more because I enjoy it. But this whole concept of the property being abandoned, the whole concept that you think that you are the child, and just for the fuck of it, I'll just read that real quick if they let me. So they say I got a couple seconds left. Damn, there's so many shit I want to show y'all. This shit is crazy. And this is just a dictionary, y'all. You got me in the wrong section. I know. Just give me a second. Why is it just jumping from that to that? Damn. All right, 60 seconds is going to get me because this shit is not going where I want it to go. Shit is corny. If they let me, I'll go over 2 seconds. But child. The term child is an infant. The term child is an infant in the popular sense. Excuse me. Then they say, see, abandoned. I can't make this shit up. One of tender years, a young person, infant. This is what they say. See, infant, servitude, involuntary, legitimate, illegitimate. Right? These are the terms that come up with child, y'all. Illegitimate offspring. I can't make this shit up, man. A child is an infant. An infant is a minor. Can't make this shit up. And you've been running around saying that I'm a child, I'm an infant, I'm a minor. And on that note, show is over. Appreciate y'all. I'm not taking no calls, though. I'm tired, y'all. Peace. I appreciate y'all out there.